Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you from the words of Jesus from the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 30. It says that the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. What does that mean? It actually means that Satan had no legal claim on Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible says the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Revelation chapter 12 verses 10 and 11. Satan is the accuser. On what basis does he accuse us? It is sin. It's not that God won't forgive our sin, but that when we refuse to acknowledge it and repent of it, we give Satan an opportunity to condemn us. Now you understand why you feel so bad when you harbor unconfessed sin. By doing it, you are giving Satan power over you. Notice what Jesus said, "The prince of this world, that is Satan, cometh and hath nothing in me." Satan couldn't point to a single sin in the life of Christ. Therefore, he had no power over him. And here is the good news. When you are in Christ Jesus, Satan loses his power to condemn you too. Hallelujah. The Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8 verse 1. Will you still sin from time to time? Probably, maybe, yes. And when you repent, God will cleanse you, work with you, and give you victory. The secret is to have a repentant heart, a heart that is ready to acknowledge that, "Lord, I missed it, please have mercy upon me." A contrite heart and a broken spirit, the Lord will never, ever despise. Hallelujah. But as long as you are positioned securely in Christ, the one in whom there is no sin, Satan's condemnation falls on deaf ears, and you live with the joy of knowing you are fully accepted by God. So when Satan says, "You sinned, therefore you are not a Christian," don't believe him. As long as you are in Christ Jesus, you are simply a Christian under construction. Knowing that makes a powerful weapon out of Satan's hand. But let us not keep that as an excuse of not leading and living a holy life. Right? Romans 6 also talks about that God forbid that we may sin again and again so that the grace of Christ will abound. Right? So it's important that we, when we turn around, when we repent, we say, "Lord, have mercy, give me the courage, give me the strength in that area, and help me to overcome my challenge, my temptation, and help me to live a life that is well-pleasing to you." Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. We give you the praise, glory, honor, and dominion, O Lord. Father, we know that Satan had no legal claim on Christ. That means he had nothing to call out, to condemn, to point out, or to accuse Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray, likewise, help us to understand and realize that we are the children of the Most High God, and the condemnations of Satan has got no relevance upon us. We are washed by the blood of the Lamb. We are filled by the Spirit of God. Today we allow the Spirit of God to lead us and to guide us in all truth and righteousness. Today we walk in the newness of our mind, and therefore Satan has got no legal right over the children of God. Hallelujah. And therefore, Lord God Almighty, I take authority over every demonic power, every principality, every ruler of darkness, every spiritual wickedness in the high places that tries to come and afflict your people. I rebuke them in the mighty name of Jesus. I tear down every stronghold of Satan in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I pray, Lord, that your people will live in the power of knowing the truth of God's word. And Father, we know your word says you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Abba Father, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their business, and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who may be sick. I speak health and strength and vigor and vitality and longevity into the realm of the living in Jesus' name, into their bodies, into their spirit and soul. They will experience the healing power of Christ flow. And we give you the praise and the glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.